It's episode 214 of Vegas Revealed. We are known for tourism, but maybe soon we'll be known for movie making. A new film studio is in the works in the Las Vegas area.
Plus, we get some laughs from comedian Michael Yo, why he decided to move to Las Vegas and what he's loving about it so much.
And me and my wife, we went out to dinner at Joe Stonecraft. We love Joe Stonecraft. We went, saw a show, and we were home in 25 minutes. And I was like, people wait all year to come here, and like, this is their vacation, and we live in their vacation world.
Plus, we talked with the head of the Forbes Travel Guide while she was in town, what she thinks Las Vegas does right, and what could be improved.
And a new luxurious pool cafe opens at a popular resort on the Strip. And here's a perk. You don't have to be a guest of the hotel to go there.
All that and more coming up on Vegas Revealed.
Vegas Revealed, presented by Level Up Law, starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to Vegas Revealed, episode 214. Dana Roselli and Sean McAllister here. Thanks for listening. We're happy you're here with us, and we've got a lot to discuss and some good interviews coming up for you today.
Yeah, we do. It's a packed show, as usual. You'll hear from a lot more people than you normally hear from in a regular Vegas Revealed podcast.
I know. You know, when we started the podcast, we had interviews in, like a lot of interviews, more interviews, or we felt like we needed an interview every podcast. And then people wrote us and said, you know what? We like when you guys talk about your experiences and your knowledge. So we kind of stayed a little bit away from it every now and then. But now, you know, we have the TV show and we're getting so many interviews for content that we like to share those here too, but we're keeping them brief. So you're not going to hear a 10-minute interview. You know, you'll probably hear, you know, a few minutes, hopefully.
Yes.
I mean, unless it's like amazing and we're like, you want to listen to this whole thing, then. But we're also from the news world. Sean and I have been in television news for a long time, and we know how to condense and
keep it tight.
Pick the best sound bites, right?
Yeah. But no, we're loving the ability to be able to focus completely on the podcast and the TV show now, though. And that's why we're able to go out and get these new interviews for you.
Definitely. And we're, you know, we're trying to make them a little different too. So like something you may see in the TV show may not be in the audio podcast, vice versa. So we figure, you know, we have different listenership, right? People from all around the world, people from cities. In fact, hold on, let me pull up our latest statistics, Sean.
You have some stats for me, Roselli?
Yeah, I was looking in our little Buzzsprout app and I was like, wow, there's some really good stats in here that I never really paid attention to. 153 countries and territories listen to us.
Well, hello to all 153 countries of you.
And 7,855 cities.
Dang.
I know. And so maybe we should do this every week, because you know what else Buzzsprout gives us is the new, like the new cities that have come on board. And we've got like,
oh, are we going to do new city shout outs?
I think we should do new city shout outs. Here we go. Let's look for this week. We have a couple new cities that have listened. Portage, Michigan.
Hello, Portage, Michigan.
Danville, Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky.
Yeah. And then Manvel, Texas.
Texas, ringing in too.
And then there's another one that doesn't have, it's interesting, it's just called Silesia. And I don't know if that's a territory or what, but S-I-L-E-S-I-A with no C in front of the comma. There's no like, so I feel like it's an area. Yeah.
I wonder if that's like a galaxy far, far away.
It could be.
That's what it sounds like.
The aliens listening to us.
Tapping into our podcast beams.
We're popular with the aliens. Anyway, yes. So the TV show and the audio episode are a little bit different, but sometimes they will have some of the same elements.
They will. Well, should we start and get into the news that's happening here in Las Vegas? A hot topic is the fact that pretty soon Las Vegas could be Hollywood 2.0.
Right.
With plans for a big new movie studio being built here.
I know. Mark Wahlberg had talked about this ever since he moved here, the actor Mark Wahlberg. Or maybe he's the singer to you, as you know him as Marky Mark.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
But anyway, he moved here saying he had hope for this. And now Sony and the Howard Hughes Corporation have kind of come together, pitched this. The Clark County Zoning Board, I guess, made some approvals. And so we're one step closer to this Summerlin movie studio. It's going to have 10 sound stages. And apparently he said, you know, like 10,000 possible jobs too for mostly locals.
Yeah, I know that there's been talk about the fact that, well, Mark has said that he you know, in his grand plan to have a movie studio here, he wanted to employ a large percentage of locals, you know, to keep the studio running and fill all those jobs, which I think is great. But it seems like from some recent news reports that there are some residents in the area where this studio is being proposed who aren't entirely excited about the fact that they could have a studio in their backyards. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's good for business. It's a great way to diversify the economy in Las Vegas. And logistically, it makes sense being so close to LA,
mm-hmm.
you know, that people could just bop back and forth.
Yeah. Cause we had someone write us on Twitter too, saying the people at Siena are not thrilled. So, and we saw them recently speaking at a meeting. It makes sense. If it's your neighborhood, I get it. It's going to be great for, like, housing prices will probably go up, which means you could sell your house
Absolutely.
For a great price. But people in Siena probably aren't in that mode of they want to sell their house. They're in their house for life now. And so I understand, you know, both sides of it. And I think hopefully as people are vocal, that at least helps the other side learn, okay, here are the pluses, here are the negatives, here's what the concerns are. And then from there, maybe they, you know, listen to some of those concerns and address them.
Yeah, and find some common ground.
Right,
hopefully.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, it's going to be great for, it's going to be great for Las Vegas to have another industry, I think. I think because we learned during COVID, when tourism is your only industry, it you really cripples you when...
When tourism goes away.
Tourism goes away, or things have to shut down, or... You know, so, I mean, I think having another industry is great. You know, it is kind of true when you think about it. Like, do we want the extra people and traffic? I guess not. But hopefully, if most of the jobs are locals that already live here, but we've got to have people with the experience to take those jobs. So I could only imagine some people are going to have to move here from out of town. I don't know. There are pluses and negatives.
But there's already people who are moving here from out of town, and traffic's yeah. already a mess.
So. No, well, it is. I know. I guess this will just make it worse. But it's going to be great. I love it. And I think that having another industry and, you know, all the eyes on Las Vegas for this, it's going to be wonderful. When I filled in at the Reels channel, I flew into New Mexico and Albuquerque. And they have a huge sound stage and film studio there, and they do the Reels show, and they were shooting Breaking Bad at the time that was on television. And it was kind of, again, just you're thinking like Albuquerque, New Mexico, but they had like film tax credits there and stuff, and they decided to build
right.
the studio, and it works well. It's a remote area and it gives that city a little boost. So I don't know. I think there's a place for everything.
Yeah. And you bring up the tax credits. I think, you know, these plans are coming out, and it's kind of putting the cart in front of the horse a little bit. There are these plans to build this movie studio, but there is still a lot of lobbying going on up in Carson City with our state legislature to try and get some new film tax incentives passed to really jumpstart the movie industry here.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't happened yet. It sounds like it's something that's going to be taken up again in this session.
I just keep thinking about like how so many different buildings, hotels, resorts, areas of Las Vegas have been, you know, the set for so many movies, and now we will actually have a movie studio here. Just as I look at our next topic about the Tropicana closing, I mean, Viva Las Vegas was shot there, one of the James Bond films, part of, I think, one of the Godfathers. So it's interesting that we would be a place, you know, where people would come to make movies and maybe use some of those resorts as backdrops, but also then have a soundstage down the road to take the whole cast and shoot another
part
of the movie.
And shoot all the interior parts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so good stuff.
It would be very convenient. Yeah, but Dana, you do mention the Trop closing April 2nd. The doors are going to be shut. No more visitors will ever go inside. The Tropicana construction workers will be in there.
Yeah.
Kind of dismantling it from the inside out. But it is a big chunk, almost 70 years, 67 years, I believe, that Tropicana has been a part of the fabric of Las Vegas. And we're saying goodbye to a classic resort that's seen a ton of history.
Ton of history, but let's be honest, nobody really visits anymore.
It's
That's
true.
The thing. So, I mean, it's a tough one. But no, it probably needs to close. They're making way for a possible baseball stadium if that all works out. There aren't a lot of people in our life that go to the Trop.
That's true.
But great theater. And we've been there to see Legends. You hosted Golden Rainbow over there.
Yeah.
You know, years before that, I'm talking way back, I used to go to the lounge there and watch Sky D Miles and all that. I mean, so, but it's just, it doesn't have, you know, it has like one restaurant, a Starbucks. It just doesn't have much anymore.
It opened
the Laugh Factory,
the most luxurious resort you could go to in Las Vegas. And, you know, over time, the glimmer has... glimmered out.
Yeah, they need a fresh coat of paint, something. Even that paint, I don't know how many times they've painted over it, but it's crackling on the outside now. So I think it just,
yeah,
it
at
needs
this
to
point there's no point scraping, getting the paint scrapers up there.
It is very iconic though, and I know we're gonna go there on April 1st with some friends, and one of our friends who designed sets said, I'm gonna show you this one theater room where like Follies and like where there's some of the rigging and stuff is still up there.
The original theater.
Yeah, the original theater. So I look forward to seeing all that. I was like, I didn't even know that was there. And so, I mean, you know, it is, it does have so much history. It was a big deal when it opened, and for many, many years to come, Follies was there for like 49 years.
Yeah.
So Follies Bergere. So, and Showgirls and all that stuff. It's fun to look at the old pictures.
It is. And I'm a big, big history person. I love the history of Las Vegas. So, you know, I think that's where I have a sentimental attachment
sure.
to Trop, seeing everything that's taken place there and the contributions really that the property has made to bringing Las Vegas to where it is today. By the way, speaking of Las Vegas history, there's a series on CNN. They've been coming out with this History of Las Vegas series, and it's really well done.
Oh, yeah. I think
they
I
have
saw
some
that.
Great footage. The film footage that they found, I don't know where they got it from, but it's like crystal clear vintage footage.
Wow.
That looks like it was just shot. It's really, if you like looking at, you know, the Vegas,
Vegas
past, it's definitely a series to check out. Ooh. Sorry, that's a sidebar that just
popped that's
into
okay.
my head.
No, I remember promoting it on Twitter when I saw that they were doing it, and then I never actually went and watched it. So I need to do that. I know you've been saying it's really good.
Really well done, and some interviews with some people you don't usually hear from.
Okay, I love that. One little extra note on the Trop, the Neon Museum is moving the sign there, and they're going to light it up a couple days after it closes, so we'll have that. We don't know if the Tropicana will be imploded or broken down. We don't know the answer to that yet. We know it's coming down at some point, but yeah, farewell to the Trop. April 1st is the last night you can get there. It closes April 2nd.
Recently, Forbes held its annual luxury summit here in Las Vegas. This took place over at Resorts World, and we spoke with Amanda Frazier while she was here.
Yeah, she's in charge of all the ratings, and we did learn from her that luxury is actually a bit different than it used to be.
I think the word luxury can be very misunderstood because what it once was is not what it is now, and what people want out of their trips and what they want out of their experience has evolved and changed. And I think we saw the biggest evolution during and just after the pandemic. So now there's a bigger focus on your health and your well-being. To be well is a luxury, and to have a frictionless trip that is reducing your stress, not adding to your stress, is a luxury. So our standards that we write to evaluate the hotels for their star ratings reflect all of these changes as well. So maybe once upon a time, having a color television in your room was a luxury, maybe back in the 60s, even just having a television. But now we consider it access to high quality water, fresh air, and outdoor space. So the standards evolve with people's tastes and the way luxury is changing.
And I know that the term wellness tourism is something that's popped up over the last couple years. How popular do you see that being here in Las Vegas and in other popular destinations?
You know, wellness tourism, it's more than a trend, it's a culture shift. So, you know, in Las Vegas and many other destinations, we're seeing hotels really lean in to pushing well-being and the wellness of their guests beyond just the spa.
And I think when people talk Vegas, right, we think going out all night, you know, what happens here stays here, things like that. And wellness might not be top of mind, but we do have some really good choices here.
You do, and you have traditional well-being and wellness, but also being well is your mental wellness as well. And if going out and being social and going to a club till 2, 3 a.m. or later is what makes you happy, then that's well-being as well. And it's really just about doing it in an environment where it's done well, it's done with great service, and everything's consistent. And that's what we look for.
So this is our permission slip to consider going out a wellness activity.
Yes. 100%. It's all about balance. And we believe choice is a luxury as well.
I like that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, though. She makes a good point, right? Whatever makes you happy is considered wellness.
It's
I like
the truth.
That. I'm tired of people always telling me I got to be like namaste and, you know, light candles and sit down with my legs crossed and meditate.
I mean, yoga.
Maybe that's not wellness for me at that moment. Maybe wellness is I have a very chill life and I want to get out and live it up for a little bit. So I think that's what she's saying. It depends on what you crave and what is good for you. I love that.
It does. Whatever makes you happy, do it. That's great. We also spoke with Amanda about a travel trend that we could see popping up here on the Las Vegas Strip, and also why Las Vegas is a luxury destination unlike any other.
There's so many great shows in town, great restaurants, but I think the proximity of everything being so close together is what is wonderful about this destination, because you can choose to maybe make your base, I don't know, maybe the Wynn, for example, but you can still go out and enjoy the fine dining that you might find at Guy Savoy, for example, over at Caesars. So I think the flexibility that Vegas offers its travelers in terms of their trip planning is one of the unique things about the destination. I will say that one of the newest trends that we're starting to see emerge is the need for frictionless travel and more all-inclusive options. So whereas maybe we once thought that all-inclusive was a hotel in Mexico or the Caribbean, now we're seeing ultra-luxury brands concepting inclusive experiences, very similar to how you might go on a luxury cruise or a luxury yacht. And that's not just because they want to serve you, you know, the least expensive alcohol just to make you think you're getting value. But really what that's speaking to in the luxury space is guests don't want to have to think. And we often have a phrase that we use at Forbes Travel Guide that the luxury stops when the guest has to think. And for us, seeing that trend and that push and demand for all inclusive is really speaking directly into that.
Yeah, it was interesting talking with Amanda. She also pointed out that the Sphere is really bringing in a lot of people for extended business. They're here for business, but then extending their stay to go look at the Sphere, attend Postcard from Earth. You know, when U2 was here, obviously, go to U2 shows. We have more shows coming up with Fish and Dead & Company. But yeah, so, I mean, I think that was kind of cool to learn and something that we thought about, you know, many times in the podcast that so many people are coming here for that.
Yeah. And it turns out it's because it is an experience that you can only get in Las Vegas, and experiential things are just like all the rage right now.
Right. Exactly. Now, overall, there are nearly 50 star rated hotels, spas, and restaurants here in Las Vegas. And you can check out ForbesTravelGuide.com to see the complete list if you're interested.
And throughout our conversation with Amanda, one of the other things that she pointed out is the importance of having your luxury experience start at the airport, which I thought was really interesting.
Definitely. And she was saying, you know, we could probably do with some upgrades. And we thought, oh, yeah, I mean, I guess we could, right? But she was saying also making more space. And she was pointing out that, like, you know, during Super Bowl, we had all these private jets in and there wasn't enough room and this and that. And I was like, okay. But she said that we could accommodate a little bit better, could probably update. So we talked to the airport. We actually had a little bit of an interaction with a friend that works there. And she was telling us that, no, the airport does plan to expand by adding another one to the south of Las Vegas. So there'll be a second commercial airport in the Ivanpah Valley that is in the works, and that expands, you know, outside of the current footprint that we have. But there are also plans apparently to maximize what they have now as well.
So it's good to hear that these plans are in the works. Our officials who are in charge of all that stuff are already thinking in this direction. So I like that, Las Vegas will be keeping up with the demand of the world.
Yeah, because I was getting on a plane recently and this lady was doing a transfer and she was like, this airport could use an upgrade. And I was like, I guess I never really thought about it. Maybe she's right.
I never think about it. I go right to the slot machines.
I know. We do have slot machines. That's something that other people don't have.
By the way, Vegas Revealed is presented by Level Up Law, and you don't have to live in the state of Nevada in order to get help from Level Up either.
Yeah, so if you're listening and you don't live in the Las Vegas area, that's okay. But whether it's property damage, wind resulting in downed trees, wildfires, water damage, their experienced team will help you.
All you have to do is give Level Up Law a call now. 855-LEVEL-UP is their phone number. Again, that's 855-LEVEL-UP.
In our last episode, you heard us talk to comedian and actress Lunell. We got a great response from that, by the way.
We did. I still, I have been watching her live, her Instagram lives, like religiously, and she is so, so good.
It's so funny, right? Well, while we were at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club, we ran into Michael Yo, and he is a longtime host and comedian, has all sorts of things that he does, but we ran into him there because he actually came out to support Lunell because he started his show at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club once a week on Wednesday nights, and he's really excited. He's been living in Las Vegas for about 3 years now.
Yeah, so we pulled him aside to hear why he decided to move to Las Vegas in the first place. We talked about the comedy scene and what he really loves about the city.
It's crazy. Like, I would die for my son. I would kill for my daughter. But here's what's crazy. I wouldn't kill for my wife. Because that's not my job. That's her father's job.
I finally have a home. I finally have a residency. And I only have to work one night. That is beautiful when you have a family. My kids were like, who are you? Because I was working every night. And my kids are like, why don't you stay home? And that really hit me. I was like, oh, I need to stay home. Yeah. So I got this gig. And this club has been great. Jimmy Kimmel's has been great. It's just an honor to be here. I love Vegas. I mean, I moved here 3 years ago. It's a game changer. Best place I've ever lived in my life.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you, because we love talking to people that moved here. And it always seems like it's really like a big life-changing moment for them. True for you?
It is, because I've never lived in a place with so much community. And I know that may sound weird or like I'm pitching it, but no, there's this feeling of community. Wherever you go, you really feel that people care. I've lived in LA where everybody's trying to go after their goals, so it really, there's no community, really. You know what I mean? I've lived in Miami, throwing down the 4 a.m. That was that community. It was a party community. That's what we had. But as far as a family with me and my kids and wife, oh, my wife went to UNLV. Her family lives here, so we have free babysitters. I mean, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. That's why we're here, for the free babysitters. Let's be honest.
I was going to say, let's be honest, that, right?
Let's be honest. If they weren't here, we wouldn't be. No, no. But we love it here.
What about the comedy community here as far as, you know, how does it differ from L.A.? I mean,
well, it differs in when bigger comics, my friends, come to town, they're performing in front of thousands of people. You know, so you see them on a different level.
There are bigger comics than you?
There are. Believe it or not, the guy that started me is pretty big. His name is Joe Coy. He gave me my first art from Vegas, Joe Coy. But no, it's great to see them in the element with a big crowd. And then for comics that live here, we do well on the road, but here we kind of work out. This is our gym. You know, the only way to get better is trying out stuff. So this is my gym. Every week on Wednesday at 7:30, I'm here. So trying out new stuff.
Well, I was going to say, what is the ultimate goal? Just keep growing, touring? What do you want to, what's your... What's your end all?
My end all is to watch my kids grow.
Yes.
My level of success I've hit is when I can say no to things I would have said yes because I needed the opportunity. So, I mean, you guys with this show, you control what you do, and that's where you want to be. You want to own everything, and you want to be able to say no because you don't need it, you know, and say yes to the things you only want to do. And that, forget about money, that is true success.
So true.
Preach, Michael.
Preach. One last thing. If we come see you, for people that are watching, maybe visitors, locals, if they don't know what type of comedy they're going to get when they come see you, what can we get?
It's called Hot Mess Comedy because it's a mess. You never know what you're going to get. It's a lot of fun. We kicked it off a couple weeks ago, and it's been incredible.
What a great guy. Loved chatting with him. And you can learn more about Michael at michaelyo.com. His shows are Wednesdays at 7:30 over at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club at the Link Promenade.
All right, let's do tips. You know, this is like the best time of year to be in Las Vegas. Right now and in fall, because you can be outside, enjoy the incredible weather. But what I always love are finding new places to eat outdoors.
I know. You know, it's surprising that Vegas doesn't have more outdoor spots.
I feel like everybody should. You go to places like San Diego and every single restaurant has an outdoor space.
I know. So we do have a lot of amazing restaurants, but most of them are indoors without a patio option, but we're getting more patios. But anyway, regardless, one of our tips is the Bellagio Outdoor Cafe, and they have worked to enhance their collection, you know, add more luxury, make some new things over there. And so I love this. They have a new Como Poolside Cafe and Bar. The best part, Sean, and this is why it's a tip,
okay,
is that it's available to hotel guests and non-guests.
See, I like that.
Me too.
And that Bellagio pool is absolutely stunning.
It is. And that's the thing. I think people like the feel of sitting by the pool. I love the terrace cafe at the Wynn.
Yep.
You sit out there on the patio and the pool's right there. And they're just, you just feel automatic vacation, right?
You do.
And so I think this is a great idea for the Bellagio to now have this poolside cafe that everyone can go to. And it looks gorgeous. It has a full menu of breakfast and lunch items served daily from 9 to 3 p.m. A small bites menu is available 3 to 6 p.m.
And this is my favorite part, is their aperitivo hour.
I know. You always love that.
I do.
It starts at 5 p.m. Every day throughout the pool season. So keep that in mind. You can go there, you can get, you know, whatever, cocktails, mocktails, or all sorts of stuff. They've got, you know, a menu. They even have cocktail pitchers and beer. So you can get like a cocktail pitcher.
I mean, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
I am all about going and hanging out by the pool, indulging in aperitivo hour.
Yes.
Having some light bites,
I think we
some
might
sips.
We need to go there, I think.
I think we just convinced ourselves
to go
there,
didn't we? I think we just convinced ourselves. We did. listen, because the weather is great, the spring weather, there's all sorts of little things about this place. Thursdays through Saturdays, from April 4th through Memorial Day weekend, apparently the Como area, the atmosphere there, is going to come alive with live entertainment on top of all that.
Even better. So you go get your great drink and food with a great poolside atmosphere and live music.
I mean, this is a good tip.
It is.
Isn't it? There's so much going on over here.
And
guess what?
What?
You can walk in.
Great.
But you can also make a reservation by visiting the Bellagio online, or you can call them at 702-693-8865.
That is a tip.
I know.
Man alive.
There was so much information in this latest release and pictures. I was so taken by it. I was like, we have to let everyone know about this. But no, I think like we say, sometimes if you're not staying at the hotel, you want to go take advantage of some of the things inside a hotel, but you're not staying there. You should be able to, because it's only going to make that resort more money.
Right.
There shouldn't, but I get it. You want, if you're spending money to stay there, they want to make sure that their guests are treated right and they are the top priority. But I think something like this, if you've got enough space, you've got a beautiful area, it might tempt someone to say, guess what? Next time we're staying here.
Exactly.
Right.
And we did want to let you know this, because let's say you're bopping over to Bellagio to check out the conservatory. Like, this
I
isn't
just
going to
be like the head, but like
bopping
bop.
In.
Yeah. Bop. Okay, go ahead.
But Como isn't going to be on your path
right
from the front door to the conservatory. So you have to know about it to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. And we just helped you know about it.
We did.
So that's a podcast. You know why? My phone's blowing up. Texts are going off and it's making me edgy. You know how I've talked about this before? I don't like it. I don't like when I see flashes of a number of texts coming in a row because I feel like something important's happening.
Yeah, we need to check on all those alerts that are blasting off over there. That's it for this week's Vegas Revealed. We do want to say a big thank you to our presenting sponsor, Level Up Law. Also, another sponsor, the Vegas Near Me app.
That's right. And Level Up Law is coming online with a new website. So check them out if you want more information. It is leveluplaw.com. Vegas Near Me is an app that you can download in the Google Play Store or in the iPhone App Store as well.
We will be back with more next week. How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me, quite literally, takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.